coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. When you think Liberal Party, you think Liberal Party discipline. You don't expect to hear anybody speaking out of line, as it were. Well, much to the thanks of many of us in this industry, there is a federal Liberal, a former MP, four times elected, Dennis Mills, who is coming out arguing in favor of support for the racing industry in Ontario. He's trying to get the message out, and he's trying to take Dalton McGuinty to task in a respectable yet forceful way. He's our guest on this edition of Trot Radio. Dennis Mills, welcome to Trot Radio.
I'm so happy to be here, Norm.
Well, where to start? You're a dyed-in-the-wool Liberal. As my dyed-in-the-wool Liberal mother would have said, "That's the matter you."
Well, first of all, Norm, I think it's very important for your listeners to understand that I am a Liberal. I'm a Trudeau Liberal. And I have an awful lot of respect for Dalton McGuinty. In fact, if your listeners go to the website, racingfuture.com, you will see an open letter to the Premier that I put in there last night, and the website is live now, and so is the Facebook Racing Future. And in the second paragraph, I am very direct when I say I am writing to share with you respectfully that I have learned in these past weeks that the more Ontarians hear about this, the more they're concerned. I don't want anybody to think that I'm trying to attack the Premier. I'm trying to assist, as a city rural person, I'm trying to assist in explaining to the legislators that are city legislators that this is a very complex issue. It's not a subsidy, it's a partnership, and we all need to sit down and fix this and make sure that in partnering with the sport of horse racing, whether it be standard bred or quarter horse or thoroughbred, that we can actually provide even more revenue for the Treasury of Ontario and actually create even more jobs. So to be disruptive, as they have been in the last 6 weeks, is lose-lose for everybody.
Obviously, you get it, as do the rest of us. And respectfully, I think we know that Mr. McGuinty is an ideologue, to say the least, and it's going to be very hard to perhaps steer him off his current position. You would know something about party discipline, being a Trudeau Liberal. How do you hope to attain that goal, or what is the end game here?
Well, I do believe in party discipline, but I don't believe in blind obedience. And when a leader, and Mr. Trudeau would welcome this, when a leader is given bad information, it is the duty of those people around him to help inform him as to why the government is going down the wrong pathway. And that's where I'm coming from here. And I am confident that once all the facts are properly explained, and with the ideas that we've, or their ideas, suggestions that we've presented to assist both the Treasury and the sport by enhancing the partnership, I think most reasonable people would say, hey, let's sit down and figure out a way to do that.
I agree. It's just that the kind of beating we've been taking over the last 3 months leads me to believe that this is going to be a mammoth job. I mean, we're talking about, you said it yourself, the Premier or the government, let's not name individuals then, have decided to ignore this issue because it's a rural issue and that's not where the Liberal votes are. I mean, aren't we dealing with a Huey Long / Duplessis kind of thinking here?
Well, I think that we in the horse, in the sport of horse racing, and I can say that because I have a substantial investment in the business, and I love the business, and I love horses. So I think, so when I'm criticizing myself. I think we in the sport of horse racing have not done a very good job in explaining our sport to city people. I think, and especially younger people between the ages of 20 and 45 who from a technology point of view, were born with iPads, pods, and BlackBerries attached at their hip.
Yeah.
And so I think that, and my experience has been that once we explain the sport and once we expose city people to the majesty of the horse, the charisma of the horse, an attitude change comes across city people. And it's only by getting them to understand and get involved that they will prick the conscience of their city legislators and say, this is something that we have to deal with. And you should know, Norm, and we did research on this, 80% of people who live in cities say directly that it is the responsibility of the government to make sure that the economic vitality and jobs in rural Ontario are looked after. So city people do care, and city people, if they understand an unfairness is going around or going on, they will rally.
So you put up these billboards, and it is done in the hopes of pressuring Liberal MPPs via the groundswell of public support to get Mr. McGuinty to somehow change his mind or create a business model that will help sustain racing, correct?
That is correct. And I think if your listeners would take the time to read the open letter to the Premier, and if any of your listeners know people who live in the cities, if they could forward that letter to their city friends, and in turn they could use that letter to reach out to their local member of the provincial legislator. I mean, the billboards, you touched on the billboards, and all 100 of them will be up by Monday night. Those billboards are meant to drive people to the site racingfuture.com. But the most important thing on that website is the letter to the Premier. And that, because that letter for the Premier really encapsulates, in my mind and the mind of others that I've worked with in crafting this letter, it gathers the issue, but it also presents some suggestions that will work well for both sides.
There's so much I want to ask you here, because it really is an exciting concept. Number one, I admire the fact that you're a man who puts his money where his mouth is. You've kicked in $10,000 of your own money. You've received mainstream coverage in the Star, Globe and Mail, John Oakley on 640 AM. What's the response been like to what you're doing?
Well, the response has been overwhelmingly positive so far, but to be direct, our campaign really doesn't kick off until Monday. I mean, there have been a couple of leaks and a couple of little stories, and I mean, I'm thrilled to be on your show here even in advance of the campaign going, but I've never met a person in the last 2 weeks when I explain what's going on. I've never had anybody say, oh, I don't care, or I've never had a person, they all say, well, why did this happen? How did this happen? What's the reasoning? Like, I think I am really confident, Norm, that once we explain our what's going on and what possible results could come from collaboration, I'm very confident that we're going to get this back on the right track, and that is my sole focus.
Have you had relations on a business level with Mr. McGuinty as Premier?
I can tell you that when Dalton McGuinty ran to be the leader of the Liberal Party way back when, I worked on the campaign of Joe Cordiano. And there was a young man in Ottawa who was on Dalton McGuinty's campaign, and we used to work together on the Hill, Dan Donovan.
Okay.
And Dan was in Dalton's camp, and I was in Cordiano's camp, and there was a restaurant across the street from Maple Leaf Gardens, and we talked, and we together orchestrated, and I assisted in delivering all of Cordiano's support to McGuinty, which put him over the top. So my history started supporting Dalton McGuinty when he got the leadership, and that's just a simple fact, and you can check it out with Dan Donovan or anybody else that was there at the time.
And in raw politics, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you would almost think that McGuinty kind of owes you one.
No, I would never.
Well, I'll say it because I want to see it come to pass.
No, I don't think in that way, Norm, but I do want to suggest to you, because I've raised money for Dalton McGuinty over the last few years. I wrote checks in the last election for guys like Brad Duguid. Greg Cerbera and I went through St. Mike's together. I don't want your listeners to think in any way, shape, or form that there's any tension between Dalton McGuinty or myself, but I just happen to think, I mean, look, my wife and I have arguments now and again where she sees things one way at the beginning of an argument and I see them another way. It doesn't mean that we can't figure out a way to get through it. And we've been married 40 years, so you can imagine.
Congratulations.
Thanks. How many debates we've had. So I don't see this as being disloyal. I don't see this as being argumentative. I see this as a debate to proceed to a better way for the win of all Ontarians.
How is this campaign going to be different than the billboard campaigns, for example, and the websites that the industry has put up?
Well, it's going to be, first of all, I salute the submission that the Oriah people did to the Department of Finance.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, under industry news, it's the top link that we have on the website, racingfuture.com. So their work has been great. I'll tell you how our campaign is a little different. They put up billboards in places like Collingwood and Brampton, and I'm strictly focused on the city of Toronto. And by the way, I've said before, earlier on your show, we haven't done a great job in educating city people. I hope that from this campaign that we'll all get new customers.
Let's hope so. How did this whole thing start? You mentioned something earlier. We were talking the other day about a happenchance meeting between yourself and the Heffrings or something?
Well, I didn't know at the time, but it was a Wednesday lunch in a little pub in Uxbridge called the Hobby Horse.
Appropriate.
And I was there with a couple of my pals, and it was the Wednesday before the Kentucky Derby, and we were talking about the Derby and this and that. And as we got up to leave, there were a group of gentlemen sitting in the corner, and they said, "Oh, we heard you talking about horses." "Oh," I said, "I just have a small farm down the street." And the one gentleman
just
said,
for our listeners, you're a thoroughbred owner, correct?
I'm a thoroughbred
okay,
guy. Yeah,
good.
And he said, "You're not a liberal, are you?" And I looked. And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I'm a Trudeau liberal." And so I didn't know whether they were all going to jump me and pound me out or whatever. I just didn't know what was going to happen. I said, "What's this all about?"
Yeah, really.
And by the way, it was that night that I discovered it. The gentleman was Dave Heffering.
Good guy.
And Murray Brether. And and the next thing you know, they all showed up at my place down on Webb Road. And we started talking about what was going on and on and on. And they called me back the next day and said, "Let's go." And that's how it all started. So this whole thing got started by the Standardbred guys.
Well, there you go. I see, we're not such a bad bunch after all. Let me ask you something. How can people contribute? Because, I mean, you've taken that big first step. You've kicked in your own money. How can people chip in here? Where do they write? Where do they send money to?
Well, Dave Heffering is organizing a fund, and it's essentially Caring for Jobs and Horses campaign.
Nice.
Caring for Jobs and Horses campaign. And Dave is organizing that, and he's already collected a bit of money. But we still have more to go, and anybody that, you know, has an extra $100 or $500 or whatever that would like to help the cause, or... We actually had a gentleman call the other day. His name was Glenn Bechtel.
Oh, sure.
He's from
Kingston,
around
here,
Ontario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he called me up out of the blue, and he said, I love what you're doing so much, I'm going to contribute $1,000.
Wow.
So I think once people see, once they go to the site, it'll be great. But I think separate and apart from money, Norm, we need people to spread the word, get them into the website. If somebody could volunteer 1 hour a day by getting onto that website and spreading it to their city friends, or if they could get on, there's a list of city MPPs on there, the MPPs who live in the 416-905 area code, if they could call them. Okay. And by the way, they're not all liberals. There's
doesn't matter.
NDP there. There's conservative, because I'm not just saying that liberals in the city don't understand the issues.
Sure.
I think there's NDPers and conservatives that are elected in the city that don't understand the issue.
Let's face it, we've received little more than lip service from Mr. Hudak, to be brutally honest, but that's for another day. Anyway, look, we love what you're doing. You've given me a ray of hope this morning, and I got to tell you, I was feeling a little low. I got up, I read the articles about Nick Eaves and you know, talking about the end of the Queen's plate if something doesn't change and so on, and it was good to hear that you're so involved with this and helping to move our agenda forward. I don't want to wish you good luck, because I'm sure it's going to be a success.
Okay, thanks, Noah.